Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 4th of July. What a great rendition of our national anthem. I'm trying to find out who that singer is. We're going to figure that out, but we want to thank her for a beautiful version of our national anthem. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I'm glad you're here. I'm just so excited about being here. My 21st consecutive 4th of July celebration on the show, live programming for 4th of July. We're not going to talk much about business today. We're going to talk a lot about independence and about courage and about what the 4th of July means, not just to Americans, but to the world. And I've asked someone to join us this half hour, that's become very important to us, a great member of our brain trust over the last few years. Emilio Iordaz, ladies and gentlemen, is a highly decorated American. His service to this country is legendary. His credentials are so long. I only have a 2-hour show. I wouldn't have time to do all of them. But he's currently director emeritus and professor of leadership at Loyola University. He's very devoted to that school. But he lives in Rome, and at this moment he's not in Rome. He's outside of Rome. He's actually on an island. But he's joining us today to talk to us a little bit about what it means to be an American abroad on the 4th of July. Emilio Iordaz, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you, and congratulations on your 21st show on the 4th of July. This is it's a wonderful event, and I want to thank you for inviting me, because I'm representing millions of Americans that live abroad right now that are all thinking about the 4th of July and thinking about our heritage and our families. This was a special day in my family because my parents came from this island that I'm on right now, and my parents were the most patriotic Americans I've ever met. My father flew the flag every single day. And on the 4th of July, he took out a huge flag, a special flag, that he would fly only on the 4th. And he would play first thing in the morning, even before we had breakfast, he'd play God Bless America.
Wow.
And it was a special moment for us. And, of course, today is the 100th anniversary of Irving Berlin's God Bless America.
Right.
So it's really important for all of us that we understand what this is all about, because the 4th of July represents so much for us, but we forget how much it represents for other countries as well, because so many other countries still look to us as that glowing light in the darkness for freedom, democracy, and for truth and justice. And the 4th of July is all about that as well.
I'm glad you said that, because I remind people about that all the time. Warts and all, we're not perfect. Warts and all, America is still the greatest benefactor nation in the world. And when America celebrates our independence and the success that we've had in order to get to this point, there are millions and millions of people around the world who celebrate as well, because they've been the beneficiaries of our success. What do you think?
Absolutely. Last night, I was speaking with some Italians, and they were saying, is it right to protest on the 4th of July? to protest for a cause, to protest for principles. I said, well, we people forget that the greatest protest of all was the 4th of July, when these men and women decided that they would break away from an oppressive government. That was a protest in and of itself. The 4th of July was one. And it's a symbol of people uniting, getting together, and fighting for their rights.
And it was right. It was no accident. It was no accident that the first order of business was to secure the right to protest. The First Amendment, Amendment in our secular red letter scripture, our Constitution, the first order of business for our founders was the freedom of speech.
The freedom of speech, and which is still deprived in so many parts of the world, and freedom is manipulated, and freedom is lost, and elections are rigged in so many parts of the world, and yet those people in those countries that suffer still look to us, and still look to the 4th of July as the symbol of that first great protest, when people really made themselves the people who would run a government, who would own the government by the people and for the people, as Abraham Lincoln said, shall not perish from the earth.
One of the things that you are a scholar in at Emilio is the concept of courage. Your new book, When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership, is just a huge volume of stories about leadership, about courage. And when we think about the 4th of July, when we think about when those men signed their names, I think it was 56 men, I think, signed their names and their wives with them, even though they didn't sign the document, their wives were with them, Emilio, because they all knew from the signer to the spouse to their children, they all knew their lives were in jeopardy just by doing that. And you have a lot of stories in your book about that kind of courage. I've got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And remember, Benjamin Franklin said, either we all hang together or we all hang separately. They all knew what was at stake when they signed that document. And it is courage. It's about courage to do the right thing, even if it's the wrong time. And we're facing it today. We're facing it when so many people should be speaking up and so many people should be fighting to stop the wrongs that are being committed, even in America.
Yep.
And we need to do something, even if it costs us our jobs, even if it costs us our lives. Where are those people that said we're willing to even die on the altar of our republic?
Emilio, I've got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. We'll be right back with Emilio Iodine. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.